Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Back in the day when you were feeding your kids solids for the first time, it was always rice cereal or oatmeal or barley and these infant foods, and they would buy little baby food jars and start with those. But you know what? It's a little different now, and we've realized that making your own baby food is not even as hard as you might think. And my guest today, Dr. Tanya Altman, she's best-selling author, parenting expert, and media spokesperson. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tanya. So I'm a big proponent of making your own baby food, and I have a producer whose child is right now at that age, and I'm always giving him unwanted advice about making your own baby food. So what do you want parents to know about feeding solid foods? When should they start?
So around 6 months of age, most babies are ready to start solid foods. And, you know, the guidelines have really changed over the last few years. We used to hold off on certain food items until babies were 1, 2, or even 3. And all of that has been shown not to help prevent allergies, not to help prevent obesity. And really, the goal now is to get all the healthy foods in early, even the highly allergic foods, such as eggs and fish and peanut butter oatmeal, in a consistency that your baby can handle. So you still have to be careful of choking hazards and no raw honey under 1 year of age because of the risk of infant botulism.
So now we're allowed to feed eggs and or peanut butter in little amounts, or that's changed now?
Yes, the egg yolk and the egg white are recommended starting around 6 months of age. Eggs are a super healthy source of protein, fat, and other nutrients, especially for babies around 8 or 9 months of age when they start finger feeding. You can scramble up some eggs, and we're also busy in the morning, so I love to make scrambled eggs the night before, keep them in my refrigerator, and just warm them up in the microwave, and it's a super healthy breakfast option for all ages.
For all ages. Scrambled eggs are one of my favorite foods to feed my kids, to feed our dog, to feed the hamster. I mean, everybody likes a good scrambled egg. And for babies, it's really fun to watch them eat them because they're just little fun pieces. So is there a certain, like, I like avocado as the first food. Do you have a certain favorite first food?
I agree with you. Avocados are the best first food for infants, in my opinion. I have a 15-month-old now, and I started him with avocado. Some babies, you can just start fork-mashed avocado, but some need it a little more pureed and thinner. So I would blender it really quickly in my baby food processor with a little breast milk so it was super thin and runny. And the first time you feed your baby avocado, you'll often get this really funny face because it can take a few tries for babies to take to it. But that's okay. Take a photo to show them when they get older and keep trying it.
I agree with you. And also I tell people, because they say, oh, and then I'm going to try bananas and mash those up and stuff. But with babies, once they've started a little bit of solid food, Dr. Altman, my mother taught me just to cut the banana in half long ways and then even maybe quarter and hand it to the baby. And they will hold it and mush it around in their face. And it doesn't seem to be like a choking hazard. They mash it up and masticate it with their little gums and smush it all over. And it doesn't seem to be one that you have to mash. They're able to figure this out.
Avocado and bananas both are great that way. Some babies the first month may need it pureed, but they can very quickly move to fork mashed. And then little pieces that, you're right, they will grab, they will mash all over. When I go to restaurants with babies, I order a side of avocado or banana, and that's a really healthy, easy way to feed your baby. And then as soon as possible, get them onto whatever you're eating. So if you're eating a piece of wild salmon or chicken, take off little pieces or fork mash it for them. The goal is to get your baby eating healthy foods. I have my list of 11 foundation foods that every baby needs as soon as possible. And by around 1 year of age, they should be eating whatever the rest of the family is eating at the kitchen table.
So let's do your 11. Let's go through them.
So we've spoken about a few. Eggs, avocados. Prunes are one that I find surprises many parents, but they're super healthy and can prevent constipation. So if you get babies used to eating prunes, then when they're toddlers and potty training or older kids that have tummy aches, you can just give them a couple prunes and it makes everything better. Fish we talked about, which is actually one of the best early foods for babies because of all the omega-3 fatty acids that are great for brain and eye development. And babies are growing these big fatty brains at that age, and you want to feed their brains. Dairy products I love. I'm a big dairy fan. Now, you can't give whole regular milk to babies under a year of age, but Greek yogurt, especially yogurt with live cultures or probiotics, is so healthy for the immune system, vitamin D, calcium, and other protein and nutrients that babies and growing kids need.
That's awesome.
Now, nuts are something that scares a lot of parents, but we now know that you want to introduce peanuts early, but you can't give a whole peanut. That's a choking hazard. So I like to melt 1 teaspoon of creamy peanut butter into 1 ounce of baby oatmeal, add a little extra liquid and mix it up so it's really thin, and feed that 3 times a week like the LEAP study did, and that can decrease the chance of nut allergies in your child. It's important to know, though, that food allergies can be serious, especially nut allergies. So if you have another child with a nut allergy, talk to your pediatrician or allergist before you bring them into your house and do this.
And what should, speaking of allergies, when we're going to get through as many of these as we can, but speaking of allergies, when you're trying new foods like peanut butter and eggs and fish, is there something you want us to look for to see if this is something that's upsetting baby around the lips or around? I mean, my daughter used to eat tomatoes at 1 or 2 years old, and she would get the reddest, like, little rash around her mouth.
And that's a great point. Yes, whenever you introduce a new food to your baby, you want to look for certain signs of a potential food allergy or sensitivity. And with a food allergy, usually you will see a rash. It could be a little rash around the mouth or the face, or it can be all over body hives, which is a much more severe systemic reaction. If that's the case, you want to stop the food, call your doctor right away. If you have any facial cell swelling, trouble breathing, wheezing, profuse vomiting, then call 911 and let your doctor know, because food allergies can be life-threatening.
Okay, so give us some more of your favorite list.
Well, chicken. And I find that many kids get used to eating processed chicken when they're out, and that's not the first way you want to feed your kids chicken. You want to make it at home, however you would prepare it for the rest of your family, puree it or pull off little pieces, and get your kids used to regular homemade chicken, because if their first taste of chicken is in nugget form, they will compare all chicken the rest of their life to that. And if you're a vegetarian, that is okay. It's perfectly acceptable to raise a healthy vegetarian. You want to give them lots of beans and lentils, which are other healthy sources of iron and zinc and fiber. You talked about buying foods locally. I also love to buy what's in season. So berries, if they're in season, have lots of antioxidants. But if it's not berry season, go to citrus, which is loaded with vitamin C and antioxidants as well. So you want to always buy in season and locally. And don't forget that frozen berries are great to add to smoothies, if you're making homemade pancakes, or even just let your kids eat like little popsicles. They often like them when they're toddlers.
Oh, yeah, little popsicles are awesome.
Yes, and then green veggies, of course, have almost every vitamin and mineral you can think of. Whole grains are important. Oats, quinoa, barley, high in fiber. I don't like white carbs for kids. We don't want them to get used to that. You should always start them off with whole grain bread, whole grain cereals. Look for 3 grams of fiber. And then my last of the 11 foundation foods is actually water. If you get your baby around 6 months of age used to the taste of plain water, they'll become a toddler that likes plain water, and an adult who likes to drink plain water. How many adults do you know who don't like the taste of plain water? It's because they didn't grow up on it.
That's true. And it is hard to get people to drink water unless you start them very young doing it. And just really quickly, because we're just out of time now, Dr. Tanya, but wrap it up for us. Give your best advice on feeding baby first foods.
So what you want to do is role model. Get your kids used to all the nutritious foundation foods early. These are single ingredient foods. They don't have big packages and long ingredient lists. And give them whatever you're eating in your kitchen. Homemade is always best on a regular basis. And then they will grow into nutrition loving, veggie loving, healthy eating, non-picky children. I have so much more information in my new book, What to Feed Your Baby.
Fantastic. What to Feed Your Baby by Dr. Tanya Altman. And it is fun to make baby food, and you can mix that chicken with apples and boil it and then puree it. And then the greens, maybe if they don't like the taste, then mix those with some boiled apples. There's a lot of ways to make cool baby food. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.